Double Tap.
Hello and welcome to Double Tap. I'm Alice Taplin, and today we will be looking back at some of my favourite moments as I say goodbye to the show. That's right, after 36 incredible episodes, I'll be off on a brand new adventure to study Japanese. But don't worry, this won't be the last you'll hear from me, so without further ado, let's take a look back at some of my favourite times on Double Tap. First, we're travelling all the way back to episode 8 and my tour of Loading Bar in Stratford. The gaming bar where I got to show off my mediocre skills at Frogger, classic Doctor Who pinball and Nidhogg, and miraculously win in an Audio Boom versus Loading Bar table football showdown.
So you've even got table football.
Yes.
I've enlisted the help of my producer Jamie, because I'm terrible at football, to help me challenging you to a game.
Worst thing about this, I'm also terrible at football, so I think you're going to do all right.
Come on. Audio Boom versus
there you go.
Loading Bar.
Which also, way are we supposed to be shooting?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, which way?
Yeah, it's going well for you.
Sorry, I scored a goal, but in the wrong goal.
No, that's the right one.
That was the right one. Yeah, oh, amazing. Okay, great.
So you're left, so our right.
Does this now mean that you're going to fall to pieces?
We should probably fast forward here.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. I scored a goal.
And because producer Jamie was so good at helping me with table football, I decided to put his gaming skills, and also his sanity, further to the test when I introduced him to Octodad in episode 11. Okay, so now you're in the reception room, and there's a big cake over there. Try and make sure you don't ruin your wedding reception room.
Okay, I kind of want to. Oh, I knocked over chairs. Can I eat the cake?
It'll be a swift divorce, I guess.
Yeah, well, I am an octopus. You know, at the end of a Family Guy episode, and they're like, so the lesson we learned today is, what have I learned from Octodad?
Don't marry an octopus.
Don't marry an octopus.
The lesson I've learned from Octodad is, if you want something done right, don't get an octopus to do it.
Don't get an octopus to do it.
I also had the pleasure of talking to Janice Davis, author of The Holder's Dominion, in that very same episode. Here she is giving advice to those wanting to break into the games industry.
Stand up and don't be afraid to start. There are so many engines that you can practice making games with that are free. You can just go online and download them and work on them. And so even if you've never made a game and you're out there and you have the slightest intrigue, like, hey, I really want to make a female lead in this video game. She does, you know, X, Y, and Z. You can do it. And then you can start sharing that and going to game jams, for example, where there are all these developers that'll gather in little meetups called game jams or different meetup groups for the IGDA, for example. And you can go there and say, hey, you know, here's what I've been dabbling in. And right there could open up an opportunity for you to get an internship or a job or become part of the team, because you're already doing it. See, that's the key. If you do the job that you want now and you don't wait, it'll happen. It'll come to fruition because you're proving that you're already one step ahead of all the other lazies out there that they say they want to do something or they want to play a certain character, but they don't, like you said, they don't do anything about it. So if just that one step will just put you miles ahead.
It's always exciting to talk to the stars of some of your favorite video games, which is why these next two clips made it into the favorites. First, I had a blast creating our Mirror's Edge Catalyst special, where I got to speak to the voice actors, Faye Kingsley and Jeff Berg, the composer, Solar Fields, and even the original Faith Connors, Jules de Jong.
The voice director, Thomas Danko, he was just a maverick, that man. Absolutely, totally passionate and committed to the task, and a bit of a method man. So he would have us jump around and do all kinds of crazy stuff. So I was already having to do things differently just because he was directing me. And I guess I did probably have to play it a little quieter because everything's to yourself. It's her internal voice a lot of the time, you know, except for the cutscenes. So it would be different in that respect. But on the whole, I have the same approach that I always do. I try to get to know the character as much as I can and make them real. Because if they're real to me, then hopefully they'll be real to everyone else.
I also got to go behind the scenes of Assassin's Creed Syndicate with the voice actors Paul Amos and Jazz Duhl. Here the latter is talking about the audition process for such a high-profile game.
When I got the audition, it was really interesting because they codenamed it Albert. But then in the actual sides were references to Templars and Shrouds. And I remember walking into the audition asking the guys, oh, guys, is this Assassin's Creed? And they went, no. Because no one could really talk about it. But when I got the job, I was like, this is amazing.
One of the interviews that had the most impact on me was talking to Naveed Kunsari, creator of 1979 Revolution, Black Friday. The game is based on the events of the Iranian Revolution, and I was really inspired by the message that it was sending out to people and how he was using the medium of games to educate as well as entertain.
We are underutilizing the power that games can have. The fact that you're engaging with something, that you're creating your own narrative, is so powerful that for us to not use it to tell stories based on real people and real experiences is actually not allowing us to not just utilize it, but to put people in the shoes of those who experienced it. It's a real marriage of the power of gaming and the impact that we can have by putting people in the shoes of those who've once experienced things that we can't connect with right now, but could certainly understand.
And lastly, how could I forget the amazing time I had a couple of weeks ago when comedian Bisha K. Ali introduced me to the phenomenon that is Pokemon Go. So, describe to us what you're doing.
I've just seen a Zubat, and I'm going to catch it with my Pokeball before it flies away. You're just going to kind of flick it.
So, is there a way to flick it?
Well done. Very nice. A clitoris joke. We're on it today. You might escape with a very upsetting, intense moment. No, I got him. Stupid bastard. Right. Here. And they can only carry a set number of Pokeballs. Yesterday I ran out of Pokeballs and I freaked out. I was like, where are my balls gone?
That would be a scary moment.
You just wake up without... This is what happened to me. Yesterday I woke up and I had no balls. And the day before I had so many. My Hypno, who've come out of the battle, currently has 1 out of 72 of his HP. He's going to die and it will be very sad. So what I will do is go to my items, give him a little potion. Spray him. Here's my love juice for the Hypno. And it worked. Oh, God.
So that brings us to the end of Season 1 of Double Tap. But don't fear, we'll be back after a short summer break, and I'll still be popping in from time to time to offer my gaming expertise, or lack thereof. Until then, this has been Double Tap. Missing you already.